Every Wednesday, hundreds of people gather at a cavernous warehouse in Crumpton, Maryland. Wandering past rows of long tables, they can find everything from fedora hats to fishing rods and china vases to corner cupboards.
You always see something that you've never seen before every week.
24-year-old Dylan Dixon oversees all the business of buying and selling, of making sure everything runs smoothly at the Crumpton auction. He's a third generation of his family to work here.
I've sold paintings that were laying in a field next to pots and pans that no one had any even idea that it was had any value for $10,000 and $12,000.
While auctions are held up and down the East Coast, Crumpton holds a special place on the auction circuit, the middle ground geographically. Furniture dealers especially appreciate its mid-Atlantic location, convenient for buyers from New England as well as southern states. Most of the merchandise here, some 3 or 4,000 items on a busy day, comes from estates, houses being cleared out after families move, or property left after someone's death. While in good condition, the pieces up for auction here are not high-end, like the antiques and art sold in well-known auction houses like Sotheby's and Christie's. But that's fine with Dixon's customers.
Well, I bought a statue of Madonna for $325 and a couple of bits of jewelry.
John Reculia frequently makes the hour-and-a-half trip from his home in Baltimore to the auction.
Well, I'm here to sell as well to buy. I do estate work, so it's just various things that I know would sell well up here. You know, from dishes to little pieces of furniture, you name it.
Yes, solid iron eagle!
Antique dealers, collectors, designers, innkeepers, and just curiosity seekers come to take a look at the offerings. Maryland antique dealer Brooke Logan browses at a table crowded with lamps and vases.
So I'm here looking for a good deal. I've already bought a painting that I'm pleased with. I buy a lot of art here, actually. There's a lot of good art that comes through here. You just have to keep your eye out. I kind of have a lamp fetish. I've bought a lot of lamps and a lot of ceramics.
Depending on the size of the crowd and the number of items, three auctioneers may be working at one time. On sunny days, the action moves outdoors onto two fields, 2 hectares each. Auctioneers ride up and down the rows of merchandise in golf carts, stopping and selling. John Reculia knows the system well.
It's not like you know you're going to pay one price for anything, and it's whatever happens is what happens. And you always have to keep on your toes here because the auctioneer sells so quickly, attention, or else you might miss something you wanted.
Max Bovis works for a bike dealer. He's on the lookout for old bicycles.
We come out here and pick up used bikes and then work on them, fix them up, add some parts, take some parts away, and then resell them. Got a couple wood rim bikes we've bought here, 1890s wood rim bikes.
Bovis is also fond of records.
So I collect vinyl records and kind of archive them, as well as listen to them, of course. I've found some really unique things out here. A lot of signed records show up in weird boxes.
A popular feature of the Crumpton auction is the food. An Amish family from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, drives 2 hours each week to sell homemade cakes, pies, and donuts. The rainy weather seems to have put a damper on today's auction, which is quieter than usual, with fewer buyers and sellers. With the economic downturn and the higher cost of gasoline, the auction's owner, 75-year-old Norman Dixon, is concerned about the future. He says making money in this business is getting harder.
The expenses are all going up, but your margin of profit's not going up. When things were booming, they'd come from Georgia to Maine. We're losing some of those.
But Melinda Lippincott, who lives nearby and has furnished her family's new home with several pieces from Dixon's, says there's a certain charm at this auction.
It's just kind of like you're stepping back in time when you're here. It's a nice feeling.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Crumpton auction. For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Crumpton, Maryland.